something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. I bow my knees before the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. When there's any issue, do you remember that old song? Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what you do. In prayer. Don't let the matter take your attention and you keep thinking what to do. Think. 1 minute with the Holy Ghost will make a difference. 5 hours trying to think and all you get is worry looking face. Only you. You are the only one there. Then you have lines here. Worried. And then fear will join. You know when worry is there and fear has joined? So there's fear, insecurity. There's worry, economy. Now, then there's hatred. Your neighbors, co-workers. So it's like you're surrounded with trouble. If you're thinking about that, your life changes. Every day you are either walking fast, looking around. What life will you live like this? I'm full of joy. Are you full of joy? Say, I'm full of joy. You're going to do it again. And when you do it this time, you raise your hand and say, I'm full of joy. Did you know there's a special blessing when you raise your hand? Glory! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory to God! Hallelujah. He said, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. See, I'm showing you how to find yourself located in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, in God's way. And I showed you the highest kind of prayer, where the Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for the saints. Oh, God. Let's go back to that scripture. I want to show you something more. Let's go back there.
Romans chapter 8. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helps at our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. Look at it now. And he that searcheth the hearts, that's the Father. The Father. He's the one who searches the hearts. He says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. You see, you don't know because the coming has groanings that cannot be uttered. But it says, God the Father, who searches the hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Perfect prayer. Perfect prayer. And when this happens, look at the next verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. See how it works? When the Holy Ghost takes over like that and intercedes for you, you know that all things work together for good. For good, no matter what the experience is, all things work together for good. Then you start saying, it's for my good. Woo, glory to God, it's for my good. You find you cannot be disadvantaged. It's for my good. You know, you can talk like this in the church, and you come out Monday morning, and if you had a job, you could have a sack letter. And how do you deal with that? You just got a prophecy in church, and then you come out Monday morning, and they tell you you lost your job. What do you do? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Then you say, I am not moved. You come out and high-fiving others and say, it's for my good. It's for my good. I know it's for my good. They say, how do you know? You say, look at it. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Hallelujah. It's for my good. Hallelujah. Go ahead, high five, come on, high five. It's for my good, brother. It's for my good, sister. It's for my good. Woo! It's for my good. Hallelujah. Hey! Come on, somebody. I'm the seed of Abraham. What if things don't work? Come on. The seed of Abraham don't fail. I'm the seed of Abraham. The world is mine. Seed of Abraham, where are you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory. Glory. Sit down. I've got the mindset of the righteous. Say, I've got the mindset of the righteous. Yeah. We have a mindset. Hallelujah. We have a mindset. I'm full of joy. And I'm full of love. And I walk in righteousness and in prosperity. Goodness and mercy shall follow me every day of my life. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.